April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting poetry by members of the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today, we'll hear poetry by Renqing Yang, a professor of sociology at Northern Michigan University, who received the 2011 Publication Award from the Association of Chinese and Asian Professors of Sociology in the U.S. for her bilingual Chinese-American poetry collection, Floating Willow Flowers. Here are excerpts from that collection.
Retreat. You and me, face to face, walking backwards, further and further, until it's an ocean away. The vaster the ocean, the shorter the distance between you and me, back to back, as the earth is round. Peace, conscience, knowledge, and the truth, they fill the human heart with peace. We believe in truth, therefore we have strength. Sometimes truth may seem perplexing, sometimes lies may be overwhelming. Since nature does not fool those who do not fool, truth lives in the end. Let's follow the course of the Tao. It is the way of nature. Yield. One day when I was taking a walk along the lake trail, I saw a deer family, led by the buck, gracefully and friendly crossed the trail path in front of me. Obviously, he was the head, leading a family of five or six deer, different in size and shape, about to cross the path. Walking along the lake trail, from distance, I saw the unexpected company. With pleasant surprise, I stopped to give the right of way. The buck also noticed my existence, and in my direction he glanced. Eye to eye between his and mine, he seemed very confidently relaxed. Just one flashy moment of heart-to-heart exchange, he felt secure, turned back, continued crossing the path, followed by his family. Proudly walked through the trail as if I never existed. Ice started melting, floating on a crystal lake. Sunshine dispersed the mist, lighting up the winter trees. Motionless, I watched the back of the deer family disappearing into the thick branched woods. Then continued along the lake path, I walked my easy walk in peace. Selective Memory, Part 1. Regardless, the highs or lows, the macro or micro, with the passage of time, there's always a stream of stories that formed an island in the sea of memory, impossible to ignore, difficult to throw away. Before amnesia strikes, maybe it is worthwhile to sort through along the way what we have collected, the rocks, jewels, and the unlabeled. Thus, on the road traveled, life may explain itself before we pass away. Part 2. Yes, before we pass away, we want to leave no mysteries behind. And one day when the hair turns gray, who cares if it is an empty gray? Just take it easy and as happy as a kid. You may say, what you have picked up from the past is nothing but some selective memories. And selective memories are often something filtered through your predilection. Whatever, in any case, after numerous ups and downs, having survived all weather conditions, if still unable to forget, perhaps there is a reason why they still stay. After years of filtration, selective memories become your treasures, priceless. To my dear daughter, I know I do not want to wake you up from the cradle of mother's love. I know you want to refuse, but no other choice. Your mother's getting old, and you have to grow up. You'll be thrown into the real world, which is not a rose garden. where you might fall many a time upon the poisonous thorns of life. You have such a kind heart and a tender soul. Mother's love is long-lasting, and her journey will end one day, and she'll no longer be there for you. Mother's journey will end with one lesson she learned from life. Be your own light. Be your own light. Whatever happens, always have trust and believe in yourself.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production produced at the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm your producer and host, Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.